If there was ever a couple meant for each other, we've got them here today, celebrating faith, family, and a lot of fun with Reggie and Lady Love Smith.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
They're a husband-wife duo that's been really filling our hearts with joy for such a long time, and they've got a great story to tell. I'm excited to have them tell it today as we get to know better. Boy, this is a couple with a name that I love, Reggie and Lady Love. I mean, isn't that just a name made for each other?
I love it.
Hello.
Guys, welcome.
Hey, Daniel, how are you, man?
I'm good. That's the voice of Reggie, and yes, her name really is Lady Love. How long have you guys been singing? When somebody asks you that question, which I'm sure is a common question, what's your answer?
Now I'll just like to say many years.
You're right.
You can answer that.
Hey, well, I'll tell you this. I will say this, that we met in college, Daniel, yeah. and we sang in college choir together. And I'm not going to say the year because Lady Love will get all over me on that. But we were at the University of Mississippi College Choir, and that's kind of when we took a European tour with that choir and sang in several countries over in Europe. And just a fabulous thing. And, of course, I took note of her quickly.
Wow.
And then that's kind of when we started singing. And then after that, after we finished college and we started traveling with another artist and I can't tell you how long that's been. Let's just say it's been 10 years, but it's been a lot longer than that, Daniel.
Now, so romance in the air in Europe, that sounds like the making of a good story right there.
Oh, man, listen now. I'm telling you, it was. I'm telling you, in Salzburg, it was amazing.
Okay, so let's get a little mushy. I mean, Reggie, what was it about her? Was it her voice? What caught your eye first? I mean, what was the first thing you noticed about her?
Okay, Daniel, I walked in. I was with my mom and dad. I was going to audition for the choir that day. They were giving out some good scholarships, and yeah. I had been playing football throughout my college days for 3 years. I got hurt and I was unable to play my final year. And so I thought, well, my good friends and my girlfriend of 6 years, they were all at Ole Miss. And they said, come on over here. They give me scholarships. Don't worry about football anymore. You can get a scholarship with us and be part of the music. Well, I walk in, listen to the choir, and going to audition just after that. And I noticed next to my girlfriend in the soprano section was this brunette, spunky fireball sitting next to her. And I'm telling you, the energy. And of course she came up to me after that, Daniel, and she said, hi, I'm Lady Love Smith. What's your name?
It's so
great to have you here. Oh, no, she wasn't a Smith then. Pardon me. Hi, I'm Lady Love Long. And that was her name, Daniel.
Yeah.
And she said, we're just so glad to have you here at the University of Mississippi and blah, 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 and all stuff. I went, wow, man, she's quite friendly. She's got energy. I loved it. So that just kind of started a friendship, a long friendship. Yeah.
Nice. Now, Reggie's got a cool look to him. Now, this is radio, and we can't see his what's the word I'm going for? Not swag, but you got it going on, Reggie. And you've always, I've known you, you've been a cool-looking dude. Now, Reggie, let's go back to the University of Mississippi here, okay?
Yep.
Did he sweep you off your feet with his good looks at that very moment?
Oh, my Lord.
Yes and no. When he came in, he had on cowboy boots and jeans, a much different look than today. He came from another college with, he's playing ball. And I'll tell you what really got it for me with Reggie, what I really just really thought so much of him is we were actually in Europe. That's one of the times. But what it caught with me is that he was so sweet and kind to everyone. And I know that sounds, general, but it really was. And what I remember distinctly is we were on the bus, and I don't know how to say this, but he was just, there was a girl that, so I don't know how to say it. Didn't have many dates and had not. And I saw Reggie sit down and she was talking to him and she said he sat down and rode with her and was so kind. And that is what got it for me at that moment.
Wow.
When I saw how he loved people. I mean, I was like, wow. And then, you know, I realized later, wow, he's cute too. And he's so talented and so funny and everything. But I really did. It was the way he loved people that just really, how he cared for people when no one was watching. I loved that.
Oh, man, I tricked her well, didn't I, Daniel?
That's good. That's good. I like that.
Reggie and Lady Love Smith. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Jesus is my Savior and Lord. Jesus is all that I'm living for. He picked me up when this world had let me down. I'll never forget the way I felt when at an old-fashioned altar I knelt. He took away my burdens and he turned my
Reggie and Lady Love Smith. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and we're sitting down today with Reggie and Lady Love talking about their life, their marriage, their family, of course, the many different paths their music has gone. Well, let's go back if we can, if we'll split up a little bit here, and we'll do ladies first. So it was, I'm going to guess here, Mississippi, but in the beginning was Mom and Dad Long, I take it, Lady Love Long,
yes.
Came into the, in the world. And so was that a quiet, silent night, or did you come in kicking and screaming and say, "Here I am"?
Oh yeah.
Probably the second, the latter. I have a sister 13 years older than me, a brother 12 years older than me, and I was surprised.
Yeah. Oh.
And another sister. So I was very much a surprise. And with my name, people say, "Were your parents hippies?" And they were so not hippies. They were very conservative. but my mother had a friend named Lady Grace in college, and she just, you know, a Southern name, and she always loved that and put Lady Love in. Look, it used to be worse. It was Lady Love Long before I married. So anyway, but yes, I came on. I don't know. My mom and dad said I kept them hopping and I kept them young because I was always going, always doing, and always on the run, and always wanting to you know, just took everything out in life. So I guess I came in with a boom.
Yeah, so you were the baby of the family then, right?
Yes, yeah. I am.
Oh, yes, she was, Daniel. She was.
Yeah, yeah. And so I don't know if you followed Dr. Kevin Lehman in the birth order. So, you know, you're the baby of the family, but you might also have kind of been taken on this role. Were you a little bit like their second round of a firstborn?
I was.
Yeah.
It's almost like a firstborn only child because my first, when I was in kindergarten, when I started my first grade, my sister started her first year of college.
Oh, wow.
So really it was, you know, we didn't live in the same home much, my first sister, you know, and so it really was a lot like that. And I was very close to my parents and very much, I don't know, not caretaker, but, you know, just very much aware of them. And, you know, I think it was more like a firstborn, but I do have those baby tendencies too, I have to admit, in some ways, but too.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I don't want to go to meddling. I don't want to bring up any family drama, but do your older siblings ever say things, or did they ever say things like, boy, mom and dad really parented you a whole lot different than they did us?
Yes. I think they were just tired when I came along.
That's right.
A little more relaxed and a little more, you know, and I was, you know, honestly, and by the way, not to say this, but you were talking about Dr. Kevin Lehman, but I have a master's in counseling too as well. Uh-huh. And I did that because I really love that, the whole dynamic. I say I did it to get myself, you know, well.
But
I was actually a real pleaser growing up too. So I didn't push a lot of boundaries, even though I was a very outgoing person. You know, we just kind of, we worked well together, the three of us. So I always said, well, they didn't have to, but of course they did because I was a child. But they were much, I think, more lax with me.
Gotcha, yeah. Okay, so music influence, and we're talking to Lady Love Smith right now, Reggie and Lady Love are with us. So musical influences early on, was there a sure sign, even if it was just a flicker of a flame early on, that you and music were going to become one soon?
I loved music from the first time I can remember. I mean, my family's a very musical family. My dad, he actually played rhythm guitar aboard ship, believe it or not, in World War II. And I grew up with big band music, and I grew up at church singing. I mean, from the earliest recollection, I mean, music was just huge in our family. My sister played the piano, my brother plays bass guitar, all those things. But I remember when I was four, going out in the front yard with an umbrella and singing in the rain and making up songs of my own and just loving music from a very early age. So, but it started in church. And then I asked to take voice lessons, and they made me wait to the fifth grade because they thought it was just a phase because my older sister was doing it. And then when she stopped and I continued, they said, okay, we realize this really is a love and a passion for her, the vocal part. So it was from a very early age. But I do remember, I want to say this, is that when I was younger, we had this amazing youth choir in our church. We had they called it at the time, a converted Jewish man who came in, and he was our minister of music. And he just really made it exciting and fun. And we took him on trips to Disney World and singing. And I thought that was amazing when my older brothers and sisters would go. And I couldn't wait to do that. But pretty soon I realized it was more than just the music. You know, there was something more than just the singing and the music. And there was something special, and it was about what they were singing about. And so I wanted that too. And I asked Christ in my heart at seven. And, you know, my pastor wanted to make sure I understood and what was going on and make sure it wasn't just a phase of following. But, you know, it wasn't. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of sin at seven to deal with. But I did clearly know that I wanted what they had, that difference. And I've known that always, that the music is different than just any other music, you know.
That's Lady Love Smith with her husband Reggie here today on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
Down on my knees with a troubled soul, the world was dark and out of control. I cried, Lord, 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 have you forsaken me? Didn't have a clue to what was going on. Couldn't find the words, so I moaned and moaned, yeah, crying, Lord, 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 have you forsaken me? And the Lord said, pray, 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 you'll get through it. Don't give those troubles come, and they always do, y'all. And I've lost my way back to you, y'all. I cried, Lord, 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 have you forsaken?
Lady Love Smith are with us here. You're listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. And by the way, you can get to them at reggieandladylove.com. Lady has an E on the end, but it's reggieandladylove.com. So, okay. Reggie, and by the way, Lady Love, you did grow up in Mississippi, right? Am I getting that right?
Yes, we both are.
Both from Mississippi. And so that's considered the Deep South. And so let's talk about Southern gospel music as it was defined.
All right.
With both of you, was that a strong following that either your parents had, or you know, or they came through the churches where you were?
Right. For me, Daniel, my mom and dad, musically, there was music all in our family. My mother plays the organ, the piano. She was the true musician in our family. She just had that beautiful classic touch on the piano. That, you know, of course, you know, she's my mom, and I'm going to lean toward her touch more than anybody else. But just one of my favorite touches in the world. I wish I had it. I play more like a drummer, you know. So, you know, living in Nashville, you know, rhythm is the thing here. But so she just had a beautiful touch. And my dad was a minister of music for 33 years at the same little church there in Moselle, Mississippi, in the deep, deep South. That's the southern part of toward the southern part of Mississippi. And I got to tell you that music was just very vibrant and strong in our family. I got to tell you that, you know, obviously we grew up singing the hymns, and of course we grew up singing a lot of the Gaither music and Bill and Gloria's songs, of course the hymns first, and then other.
Which was the really happening stuff at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. But I got to tell you, Daniel, my first drawing to the Southern gospel sound was out of our church. There was a group called the Professors, and I'm telling you, they came to Nashville. They had a bus. They came to Nashville and recorded CDs. Tony Brown, the great Tony Brown producer that produced and basically ran Sony for years on end here in Nashville. He started his days with Elvis Presley, and you know, he began to produce all the different groups, Oaks and everyone all through that you know of. He produced their first CDs, first two or three CDs. Wow. Or at the time, the LPs, you know, the records, you know, they were all vinyl. I still have those, and I'm telling you, I know the pictures and the leisure suits and the whole deal, man, that they were in, and out in front of the bus that smoked so badly. But I got to tell you, it just turned me on, the Professors, the music, the sound, and so many dear friends. The late Danny Shouse, which was just a dear friend of ours, a mentor of ours, and he was the tenor singer in that group. And he had such a sweet, sweet sound and an amazing human being. And, you know, we lost a true giant in our faith when we lost him to this earth, you know. But I got to tell you, he just made a big impact on my life. And they were called the Professors. You might not have heard of them, but they had many CDs, but records out. Mm-hmm. That was my first impression of Southern Gospel. Now, after that, we had a thing called the Fiddler's Convention. Now, the Fiddler's Convention happened at the old Moselle School, at the gymnasium, and every year we'd have a certain time of the Fiddler's Convention, and we got to be part of that. And, you know, different groups and quartets would come in. It was kind of like the mini, in the South, that area, kind of like the mini quartet convention, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, and I just saw the excitement and the quartets, and not just quartets, all the Southern music, the energy it brought to a crowd was just unbelievable. It just was unbelievable, and, you know. And so that was my first impression of the Southern. Now, when I was 11, turning 12 years old, I saw the Imperials.
Yeah.
In Laurel, Mississippi, Mr. Danny Shouse took a group of us up there, and he told us that, "You, Reggie, you got to pay attention to these guys. These guys are unbelievable, unbelievable." They had the live band. It was Imperials. Russ Taff was singing lead with them. Jim Murray on the tenor, and of course Armin was on the bass, and the band was just terrific, and they literally changed my life when I heard this sound. You know, and they were obviously they were singing some inspirational, but a lot of Southern things, and with that live band, and I just thought this is the most terrific thing. And I tell Russ all the time that night when I saw the group, I blame everything on you. What I do is your fault. Because, you know, music, because y'all changed my life that night. Yeah. It was just unbelievable, and the energy, Daniel. So, yeah. You know, those were a lot of the points in my life that really drew me to the sound.
And, you know, we're still playing Imperials, that classic stuff, I mean, today. I mean,
really?
I mean, you think about Praise the Lord. I mean, you cannot.
Oh,
you
can't
top that. I mean, yeah.
You can't do it. That's just the top. There it is, right there.
And there's so many, you know, there's so many of their cuts that are being reintroduced from new groups now that are, hey, that's an old Imperials tune, but it's gaining new audience. So I love it.
It's gaining new audience. That's right.
Reggie and Lady Love Smith, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. And we're sitting down today with Reggie and Lady Love talking about their life, their marriage, their family. Of course, the many different paths their music has gone.
Yeah.
Well, Mississippi, obviously on the map today as we're talking to Reggie and Lady Love Smith. And I know of Ann Downing. She's from Mississippi, right?
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
And then in the past 10 or 15 years or so, we were introduced to these singing sisters, Annie and Kelly McRae from Mississippi.
Absolutely.
You know those girls?
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, it's Kelly who's now married to Brian Free's son. So keeping it all in the family here.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And I know this is your neighboring state, but over in Louisiana, you had the Hemp Hills. And so from this region of the country, we had a lot of great music that was coming up. And I guess my question here is, what do you think separates Mississippi, Louisiana, this area from even Georgia, Alabama, or Tennessee and Carolina, or Texas even? I mean, what do you think? Is there something that defines a singer's voice or a sound or even just a style that comes out of that area?
Lady Love, do you want this one?
Well, I'll say one thing, and I don't know if people will agree with this at all, but, you know, all of us, we're in the South, so we've got the Southern thing, you know, where we would all be kind of familiar, I mean, the same, kind of, you know, similar.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and of course, we grew up in Mississippi, so that's all we know. But, you know, I will say, I know this sounds crazy, but Elvis Presley and the blues, you know, the blues were born in Mississippi and the Delta.
Right.
And I think that a lot of times, a lot of our music comes out of trials and hardships. So I think that sometimes you hear that in the voice. You hear, you know, that need for God, that need. And I may be wrong about that, but I just think that's one thing that could separate us, you know, being from Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing. And,
plus,
you know,
Lady Love, I'll add on top of that. Plus, you know, Mississippi, you know, we didn't have shoes until we were the senior in high school.
Right, exactly.
I'm just joking, Daniel.
We were at our outhouses.
<That's right.
laughs> So I do remember one of my good friends moved from Michigan, and she thought that that was how it was going to be. She was so relieved when she got there and realized that we did have shoes and we didn't use outhouses.
That's funny. Well, at what point now, so I'm gathering that music really took off for both of you in college, as we've established that's where you met?
Yes, it did there in college, and that's kind of, you know, obviously we started very young in church, you know, with our families and just the love and the passion for the music. But there's kind of where it started in college, and then just after we both were finished college, and we went on the road full time with Larnell Harris. I think you might know Larnell Harris, and we were his backup group for several years.
Yeah,
after that, so
okay,
and
so
Patty and.
Yeah, so right. So that's so you two, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I guess you both have experienced all of your major musical milestones together. Is that right?
Almost, really. Yeah.
Pretty much, that's right.
Okay.
Wow, I never even thought of it like that, Daniel.
I hadn't even thought of that, Daniel. It's weird. Now, Daniel, I will say, when we were in Florida, we all lived in Florida because that's where we were based out of after college with Larnell's management and stuff. But, you know, that's where we both started kind of doing work for Disney. And Lady Love actually worked on with Disney with a group called Voices of Liberty, which is a wonderful, wonderful group, a cappella group. I don't know if you heard them there in the American Pavilion at Epcot.
Yeah.
And just so much talent has come through there in the ranks of that. And just a lot of those folks are now session singers here in town. There's so much talent.
Is that where Rick Webb was at?
I think he
might have been either before or after me, but it sounds familiar. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Probably after. And then I started working in studios was there at Disney, and then they have an underground, you know, you've heard of the Disney Underground, which is where most of the studios are. So I would be basically working underground while Lady's working above ground.
That's funny.
And we would do all the recording. So that would be different, but honestly, we've never thought of it. Most of it has been together.
Mostly, yes. And then I came to Nashville first and for just a little while before he moved here. And I sang with some country acts with Brenda Lee and Lee Greenwood, traveled with them a little. But other than that, we pretty much we already knew each other. So we were experiencing it through each other, even if we weren't singing together,
you know. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, yes.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends today with Reggie and Lady Love Smith.
Down on my knees to endure.
teach me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame. Let me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed, my eyes on thee. Let me be on this earth what you want me to be.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
Reggie and Lady Love Smith. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. All right, we're going to play a little bit of which came first, the chicken or the egg. So, Larnell or Disney, which came first?
Larnell.
Larnell was first, and then, so you were in Florida, and then you went to Disney from after being his backup, right?
Well,
or at the same time.
It was during, it was a funny, it's kind of a, yes, I was working with Larnell on the weekends. We were traveling a lot, then it kind of slowed down. So I thought, well, I can do this Disney gig too. So I tried out, made that. And then I did that for almost a year. And it just, I remember one night when I was singing with Larnell in New York, like upstate New York, and drove all night long in a car with a friend back to sing the next morning at Disney's 8 sets. I thought, well, and with the virus, I thought, oh, you know what? This is getting a little too hard. So,
yeah. But let me say this now, Lady Love. You said you were in upstate New York and you drove to Disney. You didn't do that in one night.
Well, I think we said, okay, I'm sorry. Maybe we were upstate New York, and the next night we were like in Ohio, and then I drove home. Something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember the management girl drove me back.
Wow.
And I got there just in time. So I thought, you know what? I loved the Disney experience, but my first love was Christian music. So, and traveling with Larnell. And so I stopped doing that and just, you know, went back to full time and then moved to Nashville and sang still with Larnell and did some things here.
Okay. Okay. Another question. And I said, I don't want to make assumptions here. So you dated for how long before you were married? And then did all this happen after you guys were married, or at what point did that happen?
Traveled together as friends for several years with Larnell.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I moved to Nashville that we officially started dating and deciding to, you know, decide to give it a, you know, to date officially say we're going to go for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So were you looking at him like a big brother for a while, and then you had that moment where you said, okay, this is crazy?
I want to hear this. This is good, Daniel.
Okay, you know, I always had a connection, and it was that. Some of that was back and forth. We were always dating different people at different times. And then, you know, we were so much alike. Reggie and I are a lot alike, as you can tell. We're very outgoing, and the music, but yet we're different in how we go about some things and, you know, learning styles and things. I don't know if you're familiar with the DISC, the DISC thing, but anyway, it's another little thing, kind of like Kevin Lehman. But,
yeah.
But anyway, we were back and forth, but we always had a connection. I call them soulmates, really. Uh-huh. And I was dating someone, and Reggie was dating someone, and I'll just tell you, he was a medical doctor, an emergency room doctor, and I was sitting there, and I thought, if I were in a car wreck, who was the first person I want to be in there? And when Reggie kept popping up instead of him, I thought, okay, there's a problem here.
Wow.
There's a problem. And so I was going to go back to my high school reunion, and we were out on the road with Larnell, and I was talking about it, and the rest of the group said, take Reggie to go with you. And Reggie said, I'm telling this, Reggie, but he said, on one condition, we make it a real date, and we, you know, go as a real date. And that's when it started and ended.
Hallelujah. The rest is history.
Yes.
That's right.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, today with Reggie and Lady Love Smith.
In the morning, I start my day with rejoicing. I've got a song, got a song, a song to sing.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
No matter how much it's raining, you'll never hear me complain. I've got a song to sing.
It's a song of hope. It's a song of love. It's a song of peace that comes from above.
I've got a song.
I've got a song to sing. Oh, yeah.
It's a song of power and of victory. It's a song.
Reggie and Lady Love Smith, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and we're sitting down today with Reggie and Lady Love talking about their life, their marriage, their family, of course, the many different paths their music has gone. And the conversation picks up here. Well, was there anything like over the top, or were you really particular about the music in your wedding?
Oh,
Reggie.
Oh boy. Yeah, right. Well, I got to tell you, Daniel, you're going to open up a can of worms here, okay? But I got to tell you that wonderfully, first of all, we had so many dear friends who sang and played there. Larnell came and sang at the funeral there in Iuka, Mississippi.
Funeral? Even though we had to...
Oh, yeah.
Did I say funeral? Oh,
yeah.
Funeral? Oh, my goodness.
I hope that wasn't a Freudian slip.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah.
All I got to say is, honey, I love you.
That's right. That's right.
Right. Sorry, babe.
Well, she already said that it started and ended with that first date, so there you go.
Yeah, you can say that. There you go. I meant the other dating ended.
Yes, right.
But that's funny. But you know, the great producer, Larry Goss, was there, a dear friend of ours.
Yeah.
And he came and played. And then I got to tell you, Lady Love had so many wedding attendants and bridal maids that literally, and they were lighting all these, literally hundreds of candles. and they couldn't get all the candles lit, and they would burn down before they get them all lit. And Larry played at least 42 verses in 42 different keys of this hymn.
He played and my husband every doesn't exaggerate at all.
Well, maybe just a little bit, but you know, and so, but Larry Goss was there and just several other friends. So yes, it was, she was very, but I got to tell you, I made a goof. I goofed one day on the thing because Lady had one particular song that was supposed to be played at a particular time during the wedding. And that song was Daddy's Little Girl. And we had
Carrie Blackwood,
a good friend of ours, had come in and recorded that song, and we had it on tape to be played. Well, guess what? At that time, this was before the cloud. Okay, we couldn't just pull it down on a computer.
Right, right.
The tape was left in Nashville.
Oh no.
Okay, before the weekend, it did not make it. And Lady, I had to get it. Actually, I had to tell her before the she pretty much said, "Okay, that's it. We're not doing this thing." Oh yes, you did. You know it's true.
That's it.
You fell in a puddle. I was in a puddle. We were all just destroyed. But she still married me. I said, "Well, she'll do it after this. She'll marry me after this." Then I think we're going to make it. By the way, 19 years, tax day, April 15th.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Yep. That's nice. Reggie and Lady Love Smith right now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas, and I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Heart beats so imperfectly. to more than I can be.
Reggie and Lady Love Smith. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
I'm loving hearing these stories, and you guys, now, in all fairness, you are known for a lot of studio singing and a lot of backup singing, and you do that so well that you've become like the A-list go-to people, especially in Christian music. But you two stand on your own 4 feet when you stand on a stage and do... Reggie and Lady Love music, and I think you guys do it so well, and you do it with such variety too. So at what point did you start feeling the transition from backup and studio to saying, hey, let's do some stuff on our own as a couple?
I think it was about 5 years. Oh, go ahead, lady. She's got something, Daniel. Go, babe.
Okay.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, actually, it's kind of, we do things a little backward, I guess, Before Reggie and I married, we both had a little CD of our own doing solo dates. I was doing some solo dates, he was doing some, and we were traveling with Larnell, and then we married. And then we just kind of continued that and did dates together. And we actually, right off when we married, started doing dates and continued and sang with Billy Graham and did several things, you know, lots of things. And then when we came to Nashville, though, I think our love for music and what we studied in college and just, we always loved Reggie, and I'll have to say this, Reggie's a wonderful producer, a great producer, a great engineer. He's a true musician. I love to perform. Oh, I love to sing, but he's the musician, and he really loves accuracy and, you know, the whole the mathematical aspect of it as well. And so when we moved here, he had been doing a lot of some producing in Orlando for kids' music and for churches and things like that. And so when we moved here, he just continued his session work that he was doing in Orlando. And I did too. And so we've really kind of done, it's been like bivocational, really. Mm. We've done it both all along, really.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you this, Daniel, don't judge me when I say this, but one night we were watching, this was years ago, and there was a Saturday Night Live special. I know most people say, why were you watching that far in the first place? But we just happened to be watching it. It came on TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just take, and Daniel, I'm trying to think of what the skit was, but it was a skit. It was a couple's thing, and it was a husband and wife, and they were talking. You're singing these really cool songs for their daughter's college deal, and they were reaching back and trying to be cool, singing these songs that were newer. And the daughter's like, "Oh my Lord, that's mom and dad doing this thing." And we said, "Lord, have mercy. That's not going to be us. We're not going to do a duet. We're not going to do it. We're just not going to do it." But you know, we kept being pulled back together, and you know, and it just really worked. We understood each other, and it, you know, musically, we knew how to sing together, and you know, and obviously, you know, we're family, and it just started making sense to do that. Yeah. And then Mr. Gaither, back early on in the homecoming, he said, "We would love for you to come out as a duo and be part of the homecoming crew, just to do a tour with us." And we did that for years and years, you know. So it really just it was just an easy fit for us.
Yeah. Wow.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends today with Reggie and Lady Love Smith.
I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer. I'm gonna live what I believe. I have decided that being good is just a fable. I just can't, 'cause I'm not able. I'm gonna leave it to the Lord. There's a wealth of things that I profess, I said that I believe, but deep inside I never changed. I guess I've been deceived, 'cause a voice inside kept telling me that I'd change by and by. But the Spirit made it clear to me that kind of life's a lie. I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer. Turn my back on the deceiver. I'm gonna live what I believe. I have decided that being good is just a fable. I just can't.
the good that Jesus brings. And when the world begins to see a change, don't expect them to applaud.
Just keep your eyes on him and tell yourself, I've become the work of God. I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer. Turn my back on the deceiver. I'm gonna live what I
Reggie and Lady Love Smith. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and we're sitting down today with Reggie and Lady Love talking about their life, their marriage, their family, of course, the many different paths their music has gone. Before we get to the Gaither years, there was Larnell, there was Sandy Patty. What other opportunities and really cool highlight moments can you remember?
There was also some contemporary Christian artists we traveled with, and one, I don't know if you remember Pam Thumb. We traveled with her son into Canada. Yeah. And
life is hard, but God is good, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It was that era. It was that exact time.
Yeah.
And we traveled with her and sang on her records and sang live, and that was really a great, great time. And we sang on different, then we actually sang on different artists, like Stephen Curtis Chapman and a lot of different people's records during that time as well. And then, like I said, I've been able to do some of the country music, too, which has been fun as well, to be with, like I said, Brenda Lee and Lee Greenwood. And then now I sing, Reggie and I both sing, but I do a lot at the Opry.
Uh-huh.
We sing at the Opry when we're not singing on the road or in the studio. So that's been really great. It's really neat to hear, to meet people that, and listen and talk together, too. Who happen to be in country music, and to be able to share with people who aren't. And so that's been another whole great area of that God's allowed me to be a part of. I do that once a month, and Reggie subs when he can.
Cool.
So that's been very cool. And then, I don't know, Reggie, there's some others you can think of. The big one was, that we sang with the Billy Graham Organization. That has been amazing, and we still continue to do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
We did some of their crusades, during the, several years back, and now we sing for them at the Cove. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh yeah.
And we sing there, and actually we have another date coming up in the, when is that, Reggie? August, in the fall?
August 18th, 20th.
Right. We've been there with Mel Blackaby, which is, the Blackaby's son. We've been with him several times. He'll speak and we do the music, and with Cliff Barrows. And we're just so excited that he is still doing that and he's going to do two more, I think, this year, or three more. And we're one of the three that he's doing this fall. So we're really excited about that. And that's been just amazing to be in just to be with people that have served God so diligently and so amazingly, and to learn from them. And, honestly, I felt the same way about Larnell. I know I want to say that because he taught us so much when we were young, and just taught us about, Reggie's always said he taught us so much about integrity,
mm-hmm.
and about just, not just about music, mostly about integrity and how you treat other people, and just all, doing the right thing, even, like I said, what attracted me to Reggie, doing the right thing even when no one sees it. I mean, that's just, that's amazing. I think that's what I see with the Graham Organization, too. They've always just been, and what I love about the Graham Organization is they've been that way, and they do the right thing, but they also are very loving and kind and have grace and compassion for everyone.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the combination of what God says for us to do. you know, to come in and love everyone and to try to, you know, sometimes we're the only Jesus somebody might see. And for me, I'll tell you, sometimes that might be a little scary, especially in the mornings. I'm not a morning person. Taking us a while to get together here.
That's right.
But, you know, really, I mean, we may be planting seeds, or we may be good or bad, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, we're human, and we're not perfect, but it is amazing that you just never know that you might be the only thing that someone, you know, the only tool that Jesus is using at that moment for someone's life, the only chance they might get at that time.
That's good. And by the way, we mentioned Cliff Barrows. I want to put this in here. There's a new DVD that's out. It's a live concert DVD you can get from ReggieandLadyLove.com. And Lady has an E on the end. ReggieandLadyLove.com. And Cliff Barrows not only did an opening on this, but is all throughout the video. So it's something you'll want to check out. I simply love this couple and love the music they do. Reggie and Lady Love Smith. We're going to put a bookmark right here. We've come to the part in the program where we're just simply out of time, but so much more to cover. So we'll come back next time for part two with Reggie and Lady Love Smith. And you can find out more in the meantime at their website, ReggieandLadyLove.com. Remembering that Lady has an E on the end, L-A-D-Y-E, ReggieandLadyLove.com. Thanks for listening. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.